Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the special meeting, the Los Altos Hills Town Council meeting, to discuss the upcoming election. And so why don't we start with the roll call, City Clerk?
Councilmember Mordeau?
Here.
Councilmember Summitt?
Here.
Councilmember Radford? Vice Mayor Waldeck?
Here.
Mayor Larson?
And here. So, and for those of you that don't know, Member Radford is at a company meeting and isn't able to join us this morning. He can join us today at 1 o'clock if needed. Okay, so we'll get into that later. But let's first go to the Pledge of Allegiance. No scouts this morning?
I was about to ask.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So the reason we had to do a special meeting is that there are some timing issues with the Registrar of Voters. And so we needed to have the City Clerk turn in the results of this election by 5 o'clock today, I think. And so our already scheduled special council meeting for this afternoon was too late in the afternoon. So thank you all for showing up this morning, and very good. Welcome, Courtney. Good. We have like a total quorum now.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question for our City Clerk.
Yeah.
We've all seen in the papers here the last couple of days that the Santa Clara Valley Water District has gotten themselves in hot water for what is perceived as improper notice. I want to make very sure that we have not got ourselves in that pile.
Good. Okay.
The notice was published in the Mercury News. It's posted outside and in two other places in the town.
24 hours ahead of time?
A week ahead of time.
That works for me. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Very good.
So, but just to be clear, 9 o'clock would not have been okay? Or 10 o'clock would not have been okay? Just to understand who to blame, because you seem to shift the blame over there. I think the blame is right here.
No. That's true. I have a meeting that starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
Right.
So,
okay.
I'm going to that right after this meeting. So,
all right.
So...
You should realize that several people of your peers here are in fact not working.
I know.
One of the things that I've noticed about
I think it's good for you to get
people in that category is that the circadian rhythms shift over time.
I see.
Okay, and they shift a little later.
I saw. Are you foreshadowing the vote you're going to take on my candidacy?
It's going to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So
we should do presentations from the floor.
Okay, very good. Well, so I think we all know what we're here for. This is to consider a resolution canceling the November 6, 2012 general municipal election and appointing the nominated candidates to the City Council.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, we should do presentations from the floor. I don't recall that we did that yet.
No, we haven't. But I wanted to explain why we're here.
Okay.
And then ask for presentations from the floor on that topic. So, why don't we do that? Why don't we open this up for presentations from the floor? Thank you for your guidance. Persons wishing to address the council on any subject not on the agenda may do so now. Please complete a speaker card, and comments are limited to 2 minutes per speaker. California law prohibits the council from acting on items that do not appear on the agenda. So I'm going to open it up for presentations from the floor.
Question, will the public be allowed to speak regarding your next agenda?
Yes. It will be. Okay. So, seeing no other presentations on the floor, I'm going to close presentations on the floor, and now we'll go to the new business. And so, I'm going to take an attempt at explaining this, and then I'll ask our council to correct me as necessary. But we're asking for a consideration of this topic about canceling the election, and we'll then ask for public comment on the election. Is anybody here? I don't see anybody here interested in making public comments, except maybe Jim and Shell. And then based on those public comments, we are going to vote on whether there should be an election at all, and I will recuse myself for that because I have an interest in that. Then if we do decide... And so what we have to do at that time, because we do not have one of our members here, and I will be stepping off, we would need to have 3 votes in favor of that if we wanted to vote in favor of having an election, because it is an expense of public funds if we do it. Okay? If we vote against doing it, that's fine. I think it could be a 2-to-1 majority. In other words, if we vote,
right. you need three affirmative votes. Under California law, if the effect of your vote is to expend funds, which calling an election would do that, you need three affirmative votes to do that.
Okay, so let's assume for a moment that we decide to cancel the election and appoint. There would be another vote about whether or not we appoint me. I would also step from the dais for that, and then we would need only two votes of the three for that. Right. Then, if assuming in any event, then I would come back for the third vote, which would be to appoint the other two candidates to the position, if we get that far. Okay, and then we'll adjourn and go to our relative meetings. Okay, so can I ask the city clerk, though, if you could give us a sense for the costs involved with having the election versus not having the election? I know you had some.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the amount budgeted for the election was $25,000. Spent to date on legal noticing and publishing is $3,070.59. And as you have up on the dais, I have from the Registrar of Voters that when there's insufficient candidates, nominees, they will charge $1,252 per jurisdiction. So that is plus legal noticing costs, which they don't have yet, but they may be only $300 or $400. Mm-hmm. So with what we know, the projected savings would be $20,677.41 if the election was canceled.
That's it? $6,000?
$20,000.
Oh,
$20,677.41.
I only got the last part. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. And we have had no other candidates filing, certainly not by the deadline.
There was one candidate who pulled papers on the day of the deadline, which was August 15th, due to the extension. He did not return any papers, okay. Nomination papers, so he did not qualify. I've received no questions from the public for possibility of write-in candidates, which if the election was canceled, that would not allow for write-in candidates to come forward.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, and then in terms of notice period, we've met all of the requirements in terms of notification on this.
Yes. Right. We had to publish 5 days before this meeting, and it was published in the Mercury News on the 16th of August.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from the council on this, please?
Yeah. I have a question, I guess, to you or maybe to Deborah. I understand that if we appoint somebody, it'll be the same, serve the same as an elected.
That's correct.
Member. But how about if they're never elected, are they honorable? Because I wouldn't want to have those two people never have a chance to be honorable.
Yeah.
To be called the honorable if they haven't been elected?
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, they have all of the attributes of a council member.
Including the honorability?
Being named honorable. I actually haven't ever researched that before, but they receive all.
They're very honorable to me.
No, because spending $20,000 for those two people to become honorable would be worth it. but if they would be honorable anyway, then
I think
I'm okay.
They would be honorable. Anyway,
they were nominated.
Yeah, they were nominated by the people who signed the papers, and you know, in a very practical standpoint, they went through the process and applied. Others chose not to, so it's not really
okay.
Them. It's really the others who chose not to. That
all right,
have put them in the position there.
So we'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good question.
At this point,
okay.
That will make you honorable.
Get it with honor. I think the difference here, Jim, is to be able to get up here and sit. And once they've gone through this process here and they finally get sitting here, the instant they sit down, the small H goes to the big H.
Deborah, I want clarification on these costs things. So we got this change of $1,252. What is that replacing? Is the town still out? If we had an election, we would still be out the $15,000, and then it would be 1,200 per candidate? Or okay. Is it just that we would be only out 1,200?
Okay, Councilmember Summon, let me make sure I understand your question. If we were to go with an election, we would be charged the full amount of the election, which right. was estimated was 15,000 plus each right. 1,600 per candidate statement. Right. So the candidate statements would be in the ballot for right. people to review, and we would pay the full cost of the election,
right.
which they estimated about $25,000. If we cancel, we right. only have to pay $1,252.
Oh, okay.
Actually, right. my understanding from our conversation yesterday was that they were going to waive all fees.
And then another email came in.
I see.
And they said it's $1,200, $1,252.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to invite public comments on this specific topic.
Mr. Mayor, at this point, because you're first considering, the board is first considering whether to cancel the election,
yes.
this is probably the appropriate point for you to step down.
I'm actually going to step down from the dais, and I'm going to turn this over to the vice mayor, and he can do what he wants to.
Okay. We're going to open this for 5 seconds for public comment. Counting now. You got the clock set here. Never mind. I think we'll allow Mr. Abraham a few more seconds.
I hope you're not going to put me on the clock. Oh, she did it. I hope I get more than 2 minutes. First, I got a question, and that is, if you did nothing, would the election go on? Or,
yes.
Well, then I don't really follow the voting, how that would go. If the default is that there is an election, why do we have to have this supermajority of 3-0 to stop the election?
I'll defer that to council.
There's a requirement under the state laws that votes of the council that involve the expenditure of funds require a majority of the council. So that's how you end up with 3 out of 5 votes. You have to have 3 votes. It's not a supermajority of the 3 that are sitting up here right now. It's just that when you expend funds, you have to have at least 3 votes in favor of them.
Yeah, that's if you were going to say, I am going to go out and buy something. But in this case, you're going to buy it unless you have a vote that says, well, in this case, we're not going to buy this thing. I'm probably not expressing it very well, but
it sounds like an avoidance of cost as opposed to an acceptance of cost.
And there is the effect that if you didn't vote at all, it would go to an election. But if you vote for an election, and that's what I've said, if they vote for an election, they have to have 3 votes.
Okay. Well, you have a piece of paper, so you understand how all these things work, and I don't. Okay. I'm really very conflicted. I like all the people that are on the ballot. I think we'd be hard put to come up with 3 better people, and I can think of a whole lot of people that would just be horrible to be sitting up there. So from that standpoint, I'd really like to see this terminated right now, and that we have Rich, John, and Mrs. Corrigan on board. But the other side of me says, if you don't have the election, you're messing with our normal democratic process, and part of that is the ability to have a write-in vote. And with me, my personal opinion is I think democracy should win in this case, and I think you should have the election. $20,000 really doesn't seem like that huge amount of money, and I mean, my gosh, we give more than that to the illegal aliens club down in Mountain View. So I urge you to go ahead with the election.
Thank you, Jim.
John Harputley and Anacapa Drive. The first question that comes to a number of people's minds is, how hard did we look for candidates? And I was in a meeting with Hills 2000, and we reviewed possible people to invite to run. Over this last week, in fact, I was actually congratulated by two of those people who had chosen not to run. And the last person that we heard from that chose not to run was early August. This is not an election that we didn't try to find additional candidates. I know Ginger has. I'm pretty sure John, Rich, Gary have all tried. The suspicion that a write-in candidate's going to come in later, I don't know. But let me give you my personal opinion about why the law was written the way the law was written. Is it was primarily for partisan races where somebody fails in the primary and doesn't have an opportunity in the general election. It wasn't specifically for something like this where you have nobody that bothers to show up during the nomination period, and all of a sudden, except possibly for Jim Abraham, might later choose to become a write-in candidate. So, you know, I think that we've done a good job. All the people are known to you. I've been on the Planning Commission for 6 years. Courtney has been on Pathways for 6 years, among other town committees. And most of you know Rich. So I think that it's a good group. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Are there any other public comments? Then we will close that session and move to the first question, which is, how do we proceed here? Do we need a motion?
Yeah, the appropriate way would be to just focus on the issue of whether or not you're going to cancel the election.
Yes.
And then that should be done with a motion.
Okay, I move that we cancel the election.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we cancel the election. And I think we'll proceed to the vote. But let's go to discussion first. John, do you have any comments?
No, I agree with what John Harpootlian said. I know all of us have talked to lots of people to try to generate the enthusiasm. And maybe it's a result of this council and the last two or three councils having done a fairly reasonable job that there's no big issue in town. Nobody's excited about anything. No, there's no big controversy. And frankly, we haven't been able to generate any candidates. So I think we should be happy that three people want to fill the three seats, and I think we should jump at that before they change their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, that I want to suggest is that it's not just that we have solicited, but there have been many, many public postings, so that I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are outside of our own sphere of friends and acquaintances, but everybody has been aware that there is an election, everybody in the town, through public notices, through articles in the newspapers, through as many notifications as possible, are aware that there is an election now and that we have the three seats available. And so it's not as though there's any lack of opportunity or public information. I'm not sure that prolonging this is going to stimulate more interest or more awareness. We've tried very, very hard, and it's been, I think, well advertised throughout the town for many, many months. So prolonging it is not going to allow people to come forward. I mean, it would allow them to, but I'm not sure that it would encourage them to come forward. Writing candidate is not a simple process. Being a writing candidate is a very tedious, time-consuming, and financially inexpensive process. So I don't think that it's reasonable to put this off.
Thank you, Ginger. Add my own voice to that as well. Let me first preface it by saying that in an election, the one thing I look for is a choice. And I feel that that we're being deprived of that no matter what we do. Even if we elected, chose to go forward with an election, we really don't have a choice. And someone might ask, why is that so? The answer is, Ginger touched on it, there have been any number of solicitations by every single member of the council in terms of trying to find other candidates to help the public have that choice. We've been unsuccessful. There's all been all kinds of different reasons. I think John touched on it best. It's been a fairly benign environment. It's been collegial. It's been smooth, very, very smooth. There have been no bumps in the road, except for maybe last night, but that was an anomaly. And then from the practical sense of it, what does an election buy you? Well, three things. The first thing is it gets each candidate's name on the ballot and gets you a blank spot for someone to write their name in. I don't know how you folks vote. I know how I've seen people vote. So vote for three, they see three names, they got three check boxes. The likelihood of someone taking the time to put a name in, let alone the right same name, in at least 2,400 votes, which is what it would take, is extremely unlikely. The amount of time that's left to effect that mentality change, the amount of time and dollars it would take for someone to step up with the apparent lack of interest that's been displayed here, I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't see how it can possibly happen. And so, while I'm strongly in tune with Mr. Abraham, I just don't see it's a futile effort. I just don't see it happening practically. And if that's the case, then why do it? So, having said that, we have a motion and a second. Thank you very much. I think that those in favor of the motion to cancel the election, please vote. Do we need a roll call on this?
Sure, I can do a roll call. Councilmember Mordeaux?
Aye.
Councilmember Summitt?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Waldeck?
Yes. Okay. Then is at this point that...
At this point, because Councilmember Larson or Mayor Larson is one of the candidates, the council sitting at the dais right now should entertain a motion to Councilmember Mayor Larson.
I move that we appoint Rich Larson to a second term.
A second.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the topic? None heard. Proceed with the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There's been a motion made, seconded, and passed, I believe. Mayor Larson will be appointed to the City Council for next session. Let us move forward with, I'm going to take the... By the alphabet here, motion to appoint Courtney Corrigan to the. No, you're not here. I'm running with it. Yeah. Life is quick. This is the fast lane here. You know, I've got the gavel here. All right, I have to. Really
nice job, Vice Mayor, and thank you. And let me shout out to Mr. Abraham for his comments as well. Thank you for. Appointing me to a second term, I think.
It was borderline. This 8 o'clock meeting was almost killed it.
Almost put you over the edge.
We've talked about that privately. But
yes, exactly, yeah. If he's going to do that again.
Never.
Anyway, okay, well, let's pick up where Vice Mayor Waldeck left off, and I entertain a motion to appoint both.
I move that we appoint both remaining candidates.
John Harputlin and
Courtney Kirk. And John Harputlin. Yes.
Okay. All right. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None?
Congratulations. Congratulations, guys.
There we go. Okay. And
I move that we go to item four.
Yeah.
Point
and
of order.
So,
unless me, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry?
Do they need to approve the resolution so we can get the resolution? Do they need to do a motion to approve that?
Yeah, what you would want to do, thank you, Deborah. Just formally, if the council can entertain a motion to adopt the resolution that's in your packet, and the resolution would reflect the mayor's abstentions on the item that he did, but it is one resolution which we would communicate to the county. And we need to have that formally adopted.
Okay, I move that we approve the resolution in the packet.
Okay.
Second.
I think I had a second here. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You can vote.
None. Okay. All right. Okay, very good. Now,
I suggest we'll go to item four now.
Yes, would you like to make a motion?
I move we go to item four.
A second. Adjourn. Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Very good. Right. See you all at
5 o'clock
right here. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Okay. Well.